Youth in Greece by Sally Johnson Oedekerk, Church Magazines. A few months ago, a seminary class met at Mars Hill, near Athens, Greece, where the Apostle Paul once delivered a powerful sermon. See Acts chapter 17, verses 22 through 34. The students talked about the influence of seminary in their lives, including the teachings of Paul. Living in Greece makes the New Testament come alive, says Alexis H., 18. My father likes to go to different ruins where Paul taught and will share a scripture or tell us a story about where the event happened. Just as Paul faced challenges in his time, youth in Greece also deal with social, political, and economic issues. Youth conferences and young women camp are rare events in Greece, and even attending seminary can be difficult. Despite these and other challenges, youth in Greece put into practice Paul's encouragement to stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Living in Greece means these young members get to enjoy warm weather, beaches, food, and dancing. They also really enjoy getting together with each other. As they meet in seminary and branch activities, they have become stronger in faith and friendship. Seminary on Mars Hill. When seminary began in Greece a few years ago, there were only 5 students. Now the class has grown to 13. They meet on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday mornings, with some joining via online video conferencing. They also meet on Wednesday afternoons for seminary, followed by an activity. Through all of this, they have drawn close to each other. They've also become a light to their friends, who notice their example and ask questions, so the LDS youth bring them to seminary and mutual activities. One young man, Pavlos K., 15, says, "Going to seminary is a good way to start the day and helps me to stay strong. It puts me in the mindset of being an example to others. It helps to begin the day thinking about Jesus Christ." As the youth grow in strength and unity, blessings and opportunities come. For example, in 2017, they were blessed to attend FSY, a large regional youth conference. The young women also participated in the first ever young women camp in Greece. As a result, they have grown even closer as a group, and 2 young women were baptized. International FSY Youth Conference. The International FSY Conference, held in Stuttgart, Germany, brought together young Latter-day Saints from across Europe. Youth from Greece and Cyprus came from hundreds of miles away, and the conference experience had a profound impact on them. For Maximos A., 14, the most memorable thing at FSY was when we shared our testimonies. Everybody felt the Spirit, and it inspired me to develop my own testimony. At first, only 4 youth were going to go, but in the end, we had 15 attend, a record for Greece, including 3 non-member friends, Lukia C., 15 adds. It was so nice to be together somewhere where you share the same gospel and you're not the different one. We were all together and we were feeling the same Spirit. These things helped me. My father isn't a member and wouldn't let me go to FSY or be baptized, says Jessiana, 16. But then branch members fasted for me and my grandmother talked with my father. After that, he said I could go. At FSY, she experienced many firsts, such as participating in the lessons and activities, and bearing my testimony helped me understand what it is really like to feel the Holy Ghost. I had never felt the Spirit like that before, and I was so happy and excited. I bore my testimony for the first time. In addition to being spiritually fed, the youth were able to relax and have fun together at the conference. Haig T. 14, came to the conference from Cyprus. I learned to be more social, to have real friendships, and to have fun, even in the hard times. Young Women Camp. The Young Women Camp had a similar effect. 12 young women met with their leaders near the ancient battle site of Marathon. They spent 3 days together, learning to rely on each other for strength and encouragement. When I was 12, says Lucia, I went to church for the first time and was so happy. But then I realized that I was the only one my age. Now, 2 years later, we have so many young women that for the first time we were able to have Young Women Camp. As they met together, she says, I realized what it means to be a Latter-day Saint. When we live the gospel, a light surrounds us. For Brianna W., 15, FSY and Young Woman Camp helped her open up and talk to others. My family moves often, and I had a hard time bonding with others because I was shy, she says. But because I became close with our group at FSY, I made some really good friends. During testimony meeting, we shared our feelings, and I realized that others felt the same way that I did. Marie H., 17, remembers the camp theme, Life is a marathon, not a sprint. The young women and their leaders discussed the importance of enduring and finishing the race, she says. It reminded me that I can endure, pace myself, and stay focused on the finish line. Then I can accomplish the things that Heavenly Father needs me to do. One of the highlights of the camp was a sunrise devotional at the beach on their last morning. Lizzie T., 17, says, We took our scriptures, had our devotional, and watched the sunrise. We all felt the love of God. It was a wonderful ending to the time we spent with each other. Fearlessly Facing the Future. From FSY and Young Women Camp, I learned a lot about the gospel and how it can help me in my life, says Irene S., 17. I made a lot of friends and learned how important it is to express my thoughts and feelings. I felt the Holy Ghost deeply and the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Being around other Latter-day Saint youths, she says, strengthened her confidence. Before FSY, I couldn't see the good and beautiful things that God made for us and the plans that He is still making for us. We shouldn't be affected by anyone or anything else around us that would try to pull us away from living the gospel, Manasseh A., 17, says. The gospel is the same everywhere, and we should always stay on the right path. And whether it's in Greece or elsewhere in the world, sharing that path together allows us to be one in spirit.
Brianna W., age 15, said, I have learned that the gospel is the same everywhere. Living overseas, I have learned to focus on the gospel truths and to feel the Spirit instead of getting distracted by culture. Marie H., 17, said, I wrote the word remember on my mirror to remember all that's happened this year. FSY, Young Women Camp, Seminary. It helps me remember where I came from. Lizzie T., 17, said, I know that when I go to seminary, I can feel satisfaction knowing that I'm doing what I need to do, and I know that everything will be okay. Lokia C., 15, bore her testimony for the first time at Young Women Camp and was later baptized.
My favorite part of FSY were sports, dance, and the group meetings, which were morning devotionals and review. It helped me be more helpful, patient, and to appreciate the scriptures more. Haig T., age 14.
Alexis H., 18, said, At FSY, we started becoming a group, and it strengthened us. It helped shape and influence the youth program in Greece because now we know each other much better. Irene S., age 17, said, Singing on the stage at FSY was one of the most courageous things I've ever done in my life and one of the most magical moments I've ever had. At the moment that I did that, I learned how important we are in this beautiful world. Winifred K., age 14, said, "At Young Women Camp, I learned that life is like a marathon. It helped me grow my faith, knowing that we have to continue in the right path, just like we are running a marathon. That experience helps me grow my testimony and continue to have faith and stay on the right path."
I really like to see what it is like to be around youth who have the same beliefs. I felt like we were all connected in some special way, more than just knowing each other's names. Pavlos K., age 15. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to meet other youth that go through the same things that I do every day. Joshua K., age 17.
Olivia H., age 15, said, "FSY and Young Women Camp have the same feeling no matter where you go in the world. I enjoyed the smaller Young Women Camp because it was easier to connect with each other." Irene C., age 14, said, "I am not a member of the church, but I come every week I can. I adore what the young women stand for."
The Church in Greece. In the early 1900s, Rigas Pofantis, a printer from Athens, sent a request to leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for information. The president of the church's mission in Turkey taught Pofantis, who was baptized in October 1905. The church experienced little growth in Greece until the 1950s, when Greek-American church members in Salt Lake City, Utah, organized the Hellenic Latter-day Saint Society to retain their heritage and maintain ties with their homelands. Church leaders organized a small congregation in Athens in 1965 and reorganized it in 1967. They established the Greece Athens Mission in July 1990 and completed construction of the first meeting house in Greece in May 1999.
End of the article, Youth in Greece, read by Kristen Hawkins, Noah Strongen, and Eden Reinwand.